And I understand that Food Share is extending their drive-through food distribution over at Rentschler Field due to the overwhelming response from the community. They're going to be extending their drive-through food distribution on weekdays for the next 2 weeks. Jason Jakubowski, he's the president and CEO of Food Share, says, quote, "Since the start of our distribution this past Monday, we have served an average of nearly 1,000 cars per day. We have seen firsthand that our neighbors need our help, and for that reason, we have made the decision to extend this food distribution so that no one in our community goes hungry," end quote. That's not only very nice, it's very well needed. This is an individual who I have had the privilege of meeting and interviewing back around Thanksgiving time. It was like Turkey Tuesday or something, I think it was, over at the Bank of America in City Place, right around, like about a week before Thanksgiving. We did up a live broadcast there, and I had the privilege of interviewing him. Great guy. We will bring him on right now. Jason Jakubowski, CEO of Food Share here in Connecticut. Good morning.
Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm not doing bad. How have you been, my friend? Long time.
It's been a wild couple weeks, but we're out there every day doing our thing, and there's a lot of need, and we're helping as many people as we possibly can.
Yeah, there is, and I was as I was just mentioning, we had the monitors with the volume down here, and I saw you, and you know, earlier in the week, I think you had the TV networks there, and
yeah,
you had Governor Lamont, he was handing out some bags of.
The governor was handing out onions, and Lieutenant Governor was handing out potatoes. So,
you're gonna make a political stew.
Exactly. They were there on our opening day on Monday, and the response has just been absolutely overwhelming, as you were saying. I mean, we had 931 cars the first day, 962 on Tuesday, and then yesterday we broke 1,000. I mean, it's incredible.
Are you capping? Are you like stopping at 1,000, or will you finish the rest of the cars? You know, if it's beyond 1,000,
we will go to 12 o'clock. I mean, we will go to 12 o'clock. We don't run out of food. We have plenty of food on site. We have two trailers with additional food on site to make sure that we don't go without. On days where there's been heavier traffic, they've been closing the gates a little before 12, you know, maybe 11:15, 11:30, to let all the cars go through by 12 o'clock. But we set up actually a second lane yesterday, so we were just running one lane
for
the first 2 days, and we made it much more efficient yesterday, and didn't have to close the gates until exactly 12 o'clock. So it was very smooth.
You know, I was looking at the bird's eye view of the line to get in. Yeah, and I was telling people, and I was describing it over the air live, and I said, folks, if you have any thoughts of heading over there right now, you might want to put this off till tomorrow, because the line is already humongous, and I don't want to see anybody waste their time.
And
I said,
and we don't start until 8:30.
I know, but we're on live at 6 o'clock, you know, and there's already right now it's 7:15. There's already a huge, not even a little line, a humongous line. You know, so
I know, and it's incredible. We've had people lining up as early as 6 o'clock in the morning, and you know, again, we're not ready for distribution until 8:30. I could say that once we start the distribution, it goes relatively quickly. But,
yeah, that was my next question to you. How long does it?
Yeah, the distribution itself goes pretty quickly once you get to the front of the line. Some people, you know, have been able to drive right up and go right through, depending upon what time you get there. Others have waited in line for anywhere from 60 to 90 minutes. But I think that, in and of itself, shows just how serious the need is out there during this time. Most of the people that we're seeing out there, Gary, at this particular distribution, are people who have never experienced anything like this before. They've never had to go to a food pantry or to a mobile food share site or anything like that. They're people who just, you know, 3-4 weeks ago were gainfully employed, and due to no fault of their own, are now finding themselves, you know, trying to make ends meet. And we're trying to help, at least in a small way.
What is what foods are included in this?
The last couple of days, and keep in mind, you know, I know we've had this conversation before, but they you know, we're a food bank. We're generally limited to whatever's available to us and to what gets donated to us. But we've had a really good selection over the last couple of days out there. We had a bag of onions, bag of potatoes, bag of apples, a very large head of cabbage. We had some yogurt donated by Stony Brook, some granola donated by Bakery on Main, and bread donated by Pepperidge Farms. And I think yesterday we actually had some sliced deli meat out there from Trader Joe's. So it's a variety, but it's a good amount of food.
Is it the same every day? Does it change daily?
These last couple of days, it's been the same. But again, once this product runs out, we'll replace it with something else. I know we've got watermelons coming probably next week that we've ordered. So it depends upon what's available out there in the market. And that's the toughest thing for us and quite frankly, every other food bank in America right now. We're not in the business of purchasing food. You saw that firsthand on Turkey Tuesday back in November. People donate food to us. The grocery stores just don't have the product right now. So we're out forced to go out there and we're purchasing product. We have spent $325,000 in the last 4 weeks on purchased food. By contrast, we spent $300,000 in the entire year last year. So
goodness.
That's our biggest cost right now.
So what can I do to help? If we plead to people, and we're on four radio stations, obviously our flagship here, WDRC AM 1360. We also have an FM component to that, which is 103.3. And we also have a couple of satellite radio stations. Our sister stations, WMMW, AM 1470 in Meriden. And we also have WSNG, AM 610 in Torrington.
There's a lot of letters there.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. There's four radio stations. We're all through Central Connecticut.
Yeah.
So what can we do here to help you and Food Share out? What's needed? Where can they make donations? Whether it's monetary or where do they drop off food? Because there are people who are in a privileged situation where they like to remain anonymous, but they also would like to help, especially in this time of need. So how do we do this?
There's always a couple of things that you could do. First of all, you could go to foodshare.org if you want to make a donation or if you want to sign up to volunteer. We definitely need monetary donations because we are purchasing more food than we've ever purchased before, and because we've had to hire, we've got 13 temporary part-time staffers that we've had to bring on to supplement the dramatic decrease in volunteers. So you can go to foodshare.org if you want to make a monetary donation. If you have some cans lying around at home or you have some food that you want to donate, the best thing to do would be to go to your local pantry in your town and donate them there. I mean, you could certainly give them to Food Share. We're going to give them to the local pantries anyway. But if you have some extra food lying around the house, go to your local pantry because the pantries themselves are hurting too. They're getting a lot of food from us, but as soon as it comes in, it's going out. Because their need is increasing. About 30% is the number that we're seeing. We're seeing our orders from pantries go up about 30%. That's a lot of food.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
It's incredible.
So canned goods.
One of the other things that we've realized, and I know you guys have talked about this on your program as well, is that once the crisis itself is over, it's not like a switch is going to flip and all of a sudden everything's going to go back to being the way that it was. There's going to be an effect on our economy here in Connecticut and nationwide for months to come. There's people unemployed, and when there's people unemployed, I mean that's less money funneling through the economy, and that's more people that need to rely on our services.
Right, right.
So we're in this for the long haul. We believe that even after it's safe to go out in public again, we're going to see a residual effect on our services.
All right. So canned goods, soups, and pastas, and jars of sauce,
absolutely,
things like that.
Anything that is shelf stable is the hardest thing for pantries to get, and even the hardest thing for us to get right now, which is why we're purchasing so much of it. Produce, we're doing really well in terms of produce. There's a lot of produce out there available. Dairy is terrific. A lot of the local dairy farmers here in Connecticut have made very generous donations to us, and there is an abundance of dairy in our system right now. Shelf stable is probably the hardest the most difficult and probably the most costly thing to come by right now at this particular time.
All right, and you're not encouraging walk-ups. They need to be in their vehicle, right?
No, well, look, no, and that's it works best as a drive-through. It's set up as a the drive-through is safe. You don't have to get out of your car. It practices social distancing, but we usually have a couple dozen walk-ups every day. So you can walk up if you want, but we still have our regular mobiles out in the neighborhoods in the different cities around Hartford and Talon County. So if you want to walk up to a food site, I think your best bet is to look for one of our neighborhood mobile sites and go there. But if you do show up to Rensselaer Field and want to walk up, or we had a couple people riding bikes, of course we're gonna serve everybody.
And just to reiterate, you're over at Rensselaer Field from 8:30. Is it 8:30?
8:30 to 12
noon
every day, every weekday this week.
And you're extending it to next week. I knew you were extending it next week. You're extending it two more weeks.
We will be there at least until May 8th. And, I mean, honestly, our plan is to continue it beyond that as well. As long as there's a need, we plan to continue to do this.
Goodness.
Obviously, as long as there's a need, we plan to continue to do this. As long as we have food, as long as we have volunteers, and as long as the state allows us to continue to stay at Rensselaer Field, we have no plans of going anywhere.
You are doing a yeoman's job. You really are. Food Share is always right there when the communities need them. Food Share's never turned anybody down. What a remarkable organization that Food Share is. Is there any shortage of food? Are you finding, as you're making your purchases with cash donations?
Yeah, it's definitely shelf-stable food is not easy to come by, and it's not that it doesn't exist, it's that it takes a while to get here, and you also have not only every grocery chain in America, but all 200 food banks in America competing for that same shelf-stable food right now. So, peanut butter, tuna fish, spaghetti, pasta, those types of things are definitely, it definitely takes longer to get them. But at the same time, the cost of those things have also gone up because the demand has increased exponentially.
Yeah.
We were on a call with a couple of our congressmen on Monday, and it was very clear there is no food shortage, there's no food supply problem here in America. We do have a food distribution problem, and we have a lot of the federal food that is coming our way. It's been authorized. Congress has approved it. The president has signed off on it. We may not get the actual food commodity until July. There's a timing issue there. It's just about getting it out and distributing it to the people that need it.
Just so that people understand, we're talking to Jason Jakubowski, CEO of Food Share here in Connecticut. To find a food pantry or other resources near you, call 211. You can even go to www.211ct.org. And if you can make any donations, head on over to the Food Share website and make a cash donation. But the address that you guys are at for the next 2 weeks, from 8:30 in the morning until 12 noon, is Rensselaer Field, 617 Silver Lane in East Hartford. The Silver Lane entrance is what you need to look at. The gates are going to close at 12 noon. One allocation of food per car per day to ensure that there is enough food for everyone. Are you noticing that? Are you seeing the same cars come back a couple of times?
Yeah, we have definitely seen cars come back multiple times. And again, it just shows you just how difficult the need is out there. Mm. Some people have small families, some people have larger families. But again, we don't turn folks away.
And generally speaking, is there enough food in the what you're providing to last a few days, or is it one day's worth? Is it a week's worth, or what is it?
Well, Gary, I heard your comments earlier about the couch potato thing and the putting on a couple extra pounds.
Oh.
And by the way, I'm with you. So
it's hard not to be.
I feel you, my friend.
My gym is closed. Go ahead.
It's very difficult. But look, the answer to your question is it depends. I mean, it depends upon how big the family is. I mean, we're I have a family of seven. The food that we're distributing distributing, I would probably need a couple of distributions in order to sustain my family for a couple of weeks. But there's families of four, three, two. Some people are just on their own, and it's a good amount of food.
That should last,
you know, at least a week or so.
All right, so I got just a few seconds left. How else can I help other than what I'm doing right now?
Talking about what we're doing, Gary, is very appreciative. And you know, you and DRC and everybody over there have been huge supporters of ours for a long time. This isn't you guys are not just quickly showing up at the dance here. You guys have been with us from the beginning for almost 40 years, and appreciate you and Brad and everything that you guys have done.
It is an absolute privilege. How about this? Can we get you back on maybe next week?
Absolutely. Happy to give you some new numbers and happy to talk to you whenever.
Well, we want to be involved as much as we can, as we always like to be. So why don't we do that? Why don't we set a date next week? We'll have Christian reach out to you maybe a week from today, next Thursday. We'll get some new numbers, find out what's happened between now and then. And then maybe if we have to do that, we'll do it the following Thursday as well, just to give everybody an update and refresh their memories as far as what's needed, how they can donate, and where you're distributing it. At Rentschler.
Gary, I'm in. Anytime you want to chat, I'm happy to come on the show.
You're an asset to the state. You're an asset to the state, believe me. I can't thank you enough being with us this morning. And from the bottom of our hearts here at Full Power Radio, thank you for the wonderful job and stepping up to the plate on behalf of FoodShare at a time when the citizens of our state really need it the most. Much appreciated, my friend.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it. You stay well. Stay safe.
You too, Jason. Take care.
Take care.
You got it. Let me give you some details on this, folks. We got to take a break in about a minute or so, but I did want to give you some information. It is, let's see here. If you can, for the safety of pedestrians, they're not encouraging walk-ups. FoodShare continues to operate the mobile FoodShare weekdays within the region. That's where you can walk up. At the mobile sites, they're much better suited for pedestrian traffic. You can also text FoodShare, FoodShare, obviously, FoodShare, to 85511. That's 85511. Or you can go to www.foodshare.org. Distribution dates are occurring this past Monday, April 20. It's going to be continuing, to Monday, April 27th. Okay, through May 1st, and then Monday, May 4th through May 8th. So it looks like it's happening Monday through Friday this week, next week, and the following week.